This is Birger Olsen. You're listening to That Much Further West podcast.
Hey, Phil, welcome back into That Much Further West, the podcast. I'm Eric.
I'm Mike.
And you already know about me. I'm Phil.
And as you heard from the top of the tag there, we've got Birger Olsen in the helm. Hello, Birger. How are you, sir?
Hey, guys.
Hey, thanks for being here.
That's my pleasure.
You've taken a little time to yourself to put a solo record out, and we're here to promote that.
Yeah. Makes you wonder what we're all doing here, doesn't it?
Nope. We know exactly why we're here. I mean, I've known you for a while. You've been songwriting in general for quite a bit, but then people know you as part of other bands, and but now you've done something out on your own. Did you just say, finally, I've got some stuff I want to put down? And
yeah. I mean, I've always had, like, written, as you know, I mean, we played together a bunch, and I've always written a bunch of songs. These six kind of accumulated over the last 4 or 5 years, I think. Some of them are kind of old, at least as musical ideas. And then the six of them kind of coalesced into a nice little, like, a six-pack, I guess. Nice little package that made sense. And so, yeah, I thought it might be nice to just get them down, you know, not worry too much about making a record. Just get these six together and documented, and then I can't move on until I got some things down, you know. It's hard to write new stuff till the old ones are framed, I guess. And so, yeah, I talked to Ben Nugent about it because we'd been buddies for a little while and playing music, and he's a musical genius, and I know he can make anything sound good. So called him up and sent him some little demos, and we got to work.
First time Coalesce has been used on the show. Just going to go ahead and throw that out there. Very nice.
Did I say Coalesce?
Yeah. Got to get that into the post.
Vocabulary Thursday.
Yeah. Wanted to do science, but we'll do vocabulary. It's just okay.
For 100 points.
Birger, tell us where you recorded this material and who were some of the players who joined you for
we
it.
We did the basic tracks and a lot of other things at Ben's house in his basement. he's got a little hole in the wall next to, you know, like G.I. Joe's and things. And we did the bass and drums and vocals live together a couple of days. And then we did some overdubs at my house with Louis Longmire came over and did bass, some organ, and Dave Lipkin did harmonica, of course. And then my wife, Laurel, did some piano. A whole bunch of buddies came over and sang harmonies. And so, yeah, we just kind of pieced it together sort of haphazardly. And then Ben would go to his little cave and tweak things and add ethereal kind of vocal things and made it what it is, basically.
There's a real bluesy kind of nightclub kind of noir to it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is probably a little different than what we know Denver to be, say, which is the band you've been playing with a lot last couple of years, and your writing has been going into Denver, but this is different, you know? There's trumpet, and you mentioned Laurel playing piano on it. It's just that nice kind of low bar sound, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Which, you know, maybe it reflects more your personality or, you know, where your musical, you know, foundation comes from.
Yeah, it's kind of more of the stuff that is comfortable for me, I think. David Allred did the trumpet. He's a beautiful player. That's kind of the stuff I've been listening to. I started out doing kind of just all blues stuff. Not till I moved to this town did I start playing country music, really, with Allison Rice, who we all know. It was my first country experience. And then Denver happened soon after that. So the bluesy kind of more moody stuff is what I've been doing longer, I think. This is more kind of my, like, it's not more who I am, because the other stuff is exactly who I am too, but this is just another big slice, you know, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I know you as a multi-instrumentalist with all the bands I've seen you play, but where does all that come from? Where did you, when did you first pick up an instrument? What was it? And then what led you to the next one and the next one and the next one?
Oh, wow, we're getting way, way into details here.
We warned you.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you guys are getting professional. Guitar was the first. I played piano lessons for about a week and hated it. And then my mom, you know, it was like one of those, like, well, you got to learn an instrument for your brain, you know.
Good.
Yeah, which I still have. Yeah. And I did guitar. Classical guitar started in fifth grade, and then I did that through high school, basically off and on. Had a couple great teachers who let me, you know, mess around with learning folk songs and stuff, you know, not just classical guitar. So, but by the end of, you know, high school, I was gotten electric, of course, and was doing like Hendrix-y, classical approach to like Hendrix. I'd get the music and like learn all the notes and stuff, you know, just getting nerdy on that stuff. And yeah, so I mean, I'm not really multi. I know mandolin, but that's kind of just upside down butchered guitar, basically, you know.
No problem.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. No offense to mandolin players.
I was looking at it a different way. The dumb guy who beats two wooden sticks against toms, just sees that, you know, I see a dobro and I see a mandolin and I see the guitar and I see the electric. To me, that's several instruments.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's just one. So a few people realize it's
things
all
with strings.
One instrument. Yeah.
Things with strings is one.
Yeah. Different textures of the same idea, okay. I think. Yeah.
Berger, you want to play us one? Sure. What do you got?
I'll do You Look As Sweet As You Ever Did.
Wonderful. Is there anything behind this you want to tell us about?
This is the only true song on the record, I think.
Okay, there you go. Thank you.
make them like they used to. Working wages ain't shit anymore. Well, I once was a kid, now I'm married and slow. But you look as sweet as you ever did. The grumpiness runs in my family. We like to live underneath the clouds and deal with life just one day at a time. But you look as sweet as you ever did.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was great.
So what is your songwriting process? Is it lyrics first or harmony first or song first? Or
usually notes? Guitar first, I think. And then some of these songs, not that one, but a couple of others were instrumental pieces for a long time. Like the first track, Telephone, was an instrumental for years, and then thought it might sound cool with a couple of verses on the end. So that's mostly words. I just sing random words along while I'm playing, and then write them down, and that's the song, pretty much.
I think you would have you'd be an excellent narrator, like of its like of movie like or stories. Something like that.
Cause or like movie times.
Your voice is very distinctive. Your voice is very distinctive in that way that. And your delivery is there that I think your voice just has a quality to it that I could listen to for a long period of time.
Well, thanks.
Right on.
Start applying.
Do you remember that? The old, you said it, right? You dial and you, Star Wars is on at 6:15.
Yeah, I could do that.
8:23 and...
Well, not time. As annoying as the movie phone guy, though. Hi, welcome to movie phone.
That is true.
That wouldn't work.
Yeah, I couldn't muster that much enthusiasm for movie times.
So. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, welcome to the movie phone.
Well, yeah, people be like,
you can just call
I'll go to the first one he says.
Yeah, I can't. That one sounds great.
Let me see if I can. Hold on, I'm looking through my pages here. We got
what's playing? You call that one
all
stoner
kinds
times?
Of movies out right now.
Right on.
Who were influences for you when you were? I mean, you told us that you did some classical stuff, and then you were picking up the Jimmy stuff and playing, finding your style. But what were some stuff that just like knocked you off your feet, and you were just like, I want to sound like that, or be like that, or how do I learn that? You know, what were some of the things for you?
One of the earliest big ones was a guy named Eric Bibb, who's a great country blues singer, more than country blues, but amazing fingerstyle acoustic guitar player, and then. Found Taj Mahal, who you guys obviously know about. He's a big, big one. Just because, largely because he's got so many different, he spans music basically. And then, you know, if you ever see him live, it's just like, it's like standing under a waterfall of music. You know, it's just like crazy. It's very few people who pump out that much, real feeling, you know. And then, through him, you know, like Ry Cooter, who's, my favorite guitar player in the world. And all the various songwriters, you know, John Prine, Lyle Lovett, and Guy Clark, and all the people that write great sentences, you know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, we talked to you earlier, and we loaded up some of your those influences for you. So we're going to blaze through a couple of them, and then we'll come back and chat with you a little bit more. So, just so we all know, we got Sweet Mama Janice with Taj Mahal.
Janice,
excuse me. God Will, Lyle Lovett, and then Tattler by Ry Cooter. And,
yeah?
Ry Cooter.
What did I say?
Ry Cooter, I'm not a fan of.
I hate that guy.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Yeah, everybody's and worst neighbor, Ry Cooter.
Ry Cooter.
Yeah, drunker than Ry Cooter.
Ry Cooter. Sorry. And now I'm going to hit the play button.
Here's a little story about a friend of mine that comes from Louisiana. She live up in the country in Southern California. Let's talk about the country. I'm gonna get a little feel of this way, this country feel.
Tell me, Mom, what you do? Make me feel good when I'm next to you. Is it the way you cook cornbread? Grits and greens, black-eyed peas and red beans. If a man can wear it, got to find some peace. He can move.
keeps on trusting you when you've been cheating, spending your nights on town. Who keeps on saying that he still wants you when you're through running around? And who keeps on loving you when you've been lying, saying things ain't what they seem? God does, but I don't. God will, but I won't. And that's the difference between God and me. God does, but I don't. God will, but I won't. And that's the difference between God and me. So who says he'll forgive you and says that he'll miss you and dream of your sweet memory? But God does, but I don't. God will, but I won't. And that's the difference between God and me. Well, God does, but I don't. God will, but I won't. And that's the difference between God and me.
Wants to live well at home. But every time they turn you back, there's a man there asking, Doc, is he gone?
All right.
Drunker than Roy Cooter.
All right.
It's all very good.
Nicely done.
Well, we just heard it.
we hit that lull in the conversation. Yes.
Thanks for affirming everything.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Glad to do it. We just heard a few from a few artists who are influences on our guest, Birger Olsen. Birger, great to have you here. Thank you so much.
Good to be here. I love this basement. I
wanted to ask you about the show coming up. You're at Mississippi Studios, and what is our date on that?
June 30th.
June 30th.
Yep. Keely Goodwin.
With, all my best buddies. Keely Goodwin's opening up, and Denver closing out.
Right on.
Yeah.
I remember we had Barna in here, and I went to his CD release, and Keely was opening that, and it was a fantastic night of music. And the whole Denver boys. I love it when you guys play Mississippi Studios because you burn the place down. It's
gonna
really
be the
fun.
Same thing all over again.
Love it.
Except it's about
substitute
you.
Substitute me for Barna, basically.
Right. Yes. Exactly. Right.
Awesome.
Walk in his shoes for a night at least.
Right on.
Well, nice. That's a nice lineup. It should be a ton of fun.
Big show.
Hey, let's speak to Denver for a little bit. How did that all come about? I mean, we've got some songs lined up here we'd like to play on the show here. Mm-hmm. You know, we've had you on the show before, but talk about your history about falling in with these guys and how that all came about.
That was I had just moved to town and was doing, I think, my second show ever here at the old Red and Black, and Mike and his wife walked in, Amanda. I think it was their first night in town. They were living in their bus in the parking lot across the street and sat down right in front with bowls of soup, and we started talking afterwards, and been best buds ever since. And we used to just get together a couple times a week and just play Mississippi John Hurt songs and, you know, Merle Haggard songs and whatever. Like, he was kind of teaching me country songs, and I was teaching him kind of blues songs, I guess. And then that kind of expanded. Tom Bevitore, I met through Mike, and then it turned into a band. We just started sitting around most nights playing music, and that was it. That was years ago now. And we played a friend's store, and then another friend had a store, and they asked us to play their store. And then a place that wasn't a store asked us to play something, so we played
moving
something there.
Yep.
And then a place that definitely wasn't a store asked us to play, so that's kind of been the story.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah,
store, no story.
Well, Denver, two records in, some touring in the early days.
Yeah, before...
That slowed down quite a bit.
Before health and babies stopped us, yeah.
Right on. So they're almost our little thing here in Portland, even though well-known nationally, which is kind of cool.
Is that true?
Sure it is. It is.
Birger hadn't heard this yet, so we just dropped that bomb on him. Well, we'd like to play a few Denver songs just to let everybody kind of get a listen to that and get the full meal deal here. So we're going to dive into some of that. Here you go.
I bet your name is something pretty. Give me your number as I'm coming round. Sit by my side, tell me your story. I'll tell you mine as I'm coming round. Well, I made up my mind. No matter what you do, I'm just biding my time like a bird in the morning dew. Whip up some stew and I'll bring the car. Put on your best, 'cause I'm coming round. Don't buy new candles, don't trim the yard, just start smiling, 'cause I'm coming round. Well, I made up my mind, no matter what you do, I'm just biding my time like a bird. We'll be right back. so that she stayed. The winters here are cold and lonely. But all my time is mine. All my money is mine. And I'll sit down in my chair.
Asleep at the Wheel. Asleep at the Wheel.
Now there's a good band.
Yeah.
Somebody should use that as a band name.
I think you're onto something.
I'm throwing it out there. If you guys want to, if there's somebody out there who can't think of a band name, but Sleep at the Wheel is a good one.
That ought to go over.
That and Roy Cooter. All right, I can make fun of myself. Fuck you.
Feeling a little little self-conscious over
there? I got it. It's my bad.
Mostly you want to watch out for the Raccooter lawsuits, you know, because that guy's pretty...
He'll take you down.
He'll come after you, yeah. He's
like, come out swinging. You called me what? Fuck you.
This is war.
What's your lawyer's name?
I put all the O's in my last name, son.
Right?
Yeah.
Could only afford the two.
Sounds like something you might say, too. They're all in my last name. Bigger, what's the big plan whenever you put this record out? You having some fun with it, or you want to do some things?
I got no plan. I'm just amazed that it's a record. I'd like to keep... I got this kind of crackerjack bunch of people to play with.
Sure.
Do a couple shows. Vincent Momberg... guy set me up at the Americana Fest in Nashville, so I'm going to do that.
Oh, nice.
It's a big event. So congratulations.
It will be. It was a big event. It will be small this year.
Really?
No, I don't know.
What the hell are you talking about? It's going to be huge.
He's like, no. It's
what in the hell?
Yeah,
30 people and some friends.
Yeah, that's all I got on the books. But, yeah, I don't know. It'd be nice. I like just playing music. It turns out it's kind of fun.
A little healing.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because you have songs and you've put them out, and Mike's been hoarding some really great songs that he's been writing since the last Denver record. Any Denver records coming?
I don't know that we are the most dysfunctional, disjointed people.
Philly uses the word ramshackle a lot.
I was thinking of another word, but Portland's, you guys lovable ram things or not. Yeah, I don't know. We started one years ago that was kind of going somewhere, and then it stopped. And we did a bunch of covers on a record, and we'd like to. I think we're kind of kicking around an idea maybe of doing like a live record with just to capture kind of who we are now.
Yeah, that'd be
who's
fun.
Playing with us, you know, with Louie and Lipkin and all that stuff, and then do the new songs kind of live somewhere, you know, just because it never quite sounds right in a studio. I don't think we really it's just a completely different beast, obviously, but
I like the idea. That sounds really good.
Denver Live at Mississippi Studios.
Yeah, well, we were thinking like Hollywood Bowl or like Red Rocks or something, but
Nobody's returned a phone call.
They don't call back. I don't even know if they have a phone.
We need another beer tune here.
We absolutely do.
Do you want me to play one?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, I'll do Slow Bone.
Slow Bone it is.
Enjoy.
Goes in a billfold with no bills to hold, 'cause all I
sound of your voice cleans me up inside, and I'll dress up nice and buy you flowers. Fix your sink and call you honey. Just fold my hands and wipe my brow, lay down and die.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
A nice blues ending right there.
Yeah. So made it as bluesy as I could.
Slow Bone from the fabulous new record out on Mama Bird Recordings.
Mm-hmm. The lights just buzz.
Where are people going to be able, when is this record out available to the public?
June 17th.
June 17th.
Which will be maybe in the past. I don't know when you're
Be.
Is that in the past?
Coming up this Friday.
Yesterday.
Yeah, this Friday.
Oh, yeah, this Friday.
This Friday. So it's
very nice, Philly.
Thank you. Yeah. Steroids are working.
all the usual places, the iTunes and the...
The iTunes and the record shops.
Good.
Here and there.
Is there someplace directly on a website?
A record shop.
A.
Mombird Recording...
Perfect.
Co.com is probably the easiest way to get it and best.
Put it directly into your hands.
You know?
Exactly.
And
yeah.
They're beautiful little hand-numbered, two colors to choose from. You can get classic black. You can get three colors, actually. Classic black. You can get modern black, which is the same. And then, or you can get breast cancer pink.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Well, isn't the record like a 45?
It's a 40. It's a 12-inch 45.
Yeah.
Which turns out is a thing. We did, it was going to be a 10-inch, obviously, because it's six songs. But we pressed it here in... at a Cascade Record pressing down in Milwaukee, and they don't do 10 inches.
Oh, wow.
And it turns out that
Milwaukee.
We're justifying it in that some people like 45 inch or 45 RPM, 12 inches. It's like,
it's not to
it's
lie.
A thing. It's supposed to be.
Well, it makes it kind of
faster.
Cool.
So that's, you know, it's like more.
Sounds better.
Speedy.
Who can ever tell that stuff? But it's just cool to throw
anyway,
it on 45.
But all that is, it's written in fine print on the label. But it's very important. It should be the title of the record, actually, because if you listen to it in 33, you're going to want your money back for sure.
Yeah. So people will be like, something's wrong here. Yeah, there's got to be. Something's going on.
That would be the worst record you ever heard.
That to me, the last Lucero show we went to, they had Ben Nichols solo on vinyl, and I was like, hell yeah. And I came home and put it on, and I was like, what's wrong with this thing?
Yeah.
And it's a 45. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it is the thing now. Or was.
Apparently it is.
It's the thing back again? I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I want to ask you about Cascade, but we'll do that off the air because it's nerdy and boring.
But
very local to hear the Milwaukee thing.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, let's just say it. Are they the new outfit?
Awesome.
I mean,
yeah.
We can always edit this out, sure. But there's a it's a new outfit.
Yeah, they're the new outfit. I don't really know much.
They're a new outfit.
They're a new outfit. They've got, you know, they're brand new. I mean, they're just getting their deal sorted. They've figuring out their craft, you know. But they did a great job, and sounds good. They're really put a lot of work into making sure it sounded just right, which I appreciated.
Cool. I know, you know, you have a guy like Vincent working for you, and the guy's, you know, he's great, and I'm sure the attention to detail is excellent. And
yeah, he's awesome. It's pretty cool. I mean, you can actually... I mean, Vincent, I was, I think, out of town or working or something, but he actually went down there on the day they were being pressed and took pictures. And I mean, that's pretty rare that you can go see the fucking things getting stamped, you know.
Yeah. That's,
like, that's pretty cool.
That's fun.
They are going to do a great business
yeah.
In Milwaukee. Mike and
via my hometown.
Yeah.
They're from Phoenix.
I'm sure you hang out there all the time.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, they must know you then.
No, they're friends. They're friends with my buddy Tyler. That's how I heard about him.
Okay.
And he owns a venue in Flagstaff. But yeah, they're Phoenix based.
Oh, which venue in Flagstaff?
The Green Room.
Oh yeah, I've been there a couple times.
That's, so small world.
Look at Phil. He goes, "Wow, nerdier than I thought."
Yeah.
More nerdier than I imagined.
I was afraid of this.
And Mike knew about it.
Right. We're gonna have to cut all kinds of things.
Yeah.
No, they don't cut things out on my behalf, ever.
No. Oh. No. You still haven't gotten over that French thing.
Yeah, just because
I don't care about the French thing.
French-Canadian women, you misogynist. I can't edit that out, Mike. It's not good journalism. Anyway.
Jerks. Why did I come back for this crap?
Because you love us. Hey, while we're still on the air, I'd like to take a minute to talk about some live music you all should be going to see. On the same day your record comes out, people should be going to see Louis Longmire and the Left Coast Roasters with the Low Bones at the Spare Room.
Spare Room.
And the 18th, you always have great Junior Brown stories.
he's such a pleasant human being.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll talk about that off the air. But Junior Brown and Corey Quinn and the Quintessentials at the Aladdin. Hey, Corey, nice little slot there, buddy.
Yeah.
And let's see. On the 21st, the Lonesomes at the McMinimins Old Church. Philly, nice,
hey,
buddy.
Hey.
Hey.
Hours, bring the kids.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be a good time. the 24th, Mexican Gunfight at the White Eagle Saloon. Always a good time. 28th, why would you miss this? John Doe, Jesse Dayton, Doug Fur Lounge. And then, oh, I didn't realize this. The 28th, Western Century is at Mississippi Studios. Very good. That's going to be a ton of fun. And then, well, let's just talk about one more show. June 30th.
Let's get off the air.
Birger Olson. Birger Olson.
Birger.
And Keely Goodwin, as we have already talked about, at Mississippi Studios. And it sounds like Denver is also going to play some songs on that bill. Y'all know that's where you need to be. So that's going to be a great time. Birger, thanks
Wildwood
so much,
Music
buddy.
Festival, July 15th through the 17th. Wow. We're contractually obligated to speak about it, correct?
Oh, and speaking of which,
we're the MCs.
Nothing sells something like
I didn't
something.
I didn't sign anything.
Yeah. We're supposed to be there.
Where's my lawyer?
Yeah,
we get in for free.
We should talk about it. We're gonna say, hey, this band is
if
about
you
to
guys
play music.
Don't mind. I'd like to talk about Ford trucks for a minute. they've got great wheels. Yeah.
The suspension on those things are just incredible.
They get me from home to work and work
largely,
home every day.
Yeah, a lot of steel in those things.
All right. Yeah.
It's America.
And as always, we want to thank the kids at Secret Aardvark for giving us sauce to give to the performers here. Very, you're going home with the bottle. Lucky you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard you just ran out, so.
Like 2 years ago.
Since the last time he was here.
Yeah, yeah. Perfect. Perfect. By the way, the most talked about sticker on the wall here is the homemade Denver sticker you guys put up on the
jigsaw blade
and a Sharpie. Yeah, honestly, people are like, now that's fucking clever.
A few people, it'll catch on eventually.
Yeah, somebody will figure it out. Anyways, Birger, congratulations on the record, man.
Thanks.
Love it.
Thanks
sounds
for coming
really
down.
Great.
Thanks,
and,
guys, for
having me. Have a great
just
time with
awesome
this.
Awesome to hang out.
Yeah. And we're going to go out with the last song on your EP there called Hummin'. And once again, thanks again. And go out and see live music, people. We'll see you next time.
Enjoy.
Seen a shrimp swallow up a whale. Some things don't come easy, some easy things are hard. Well, don't hit the road if you can't break down. Over and over and over.
one more time again. Now you're humming. You're humming. I'm glad you sat down next to me. I'm glad there's a next to me at all. And I know what you're thinking about. Is there any jelly? Any jelly bean? Well, no, there ain't. There never was. Some things are just a name. Well, my name is Shrimp. Your name is Whale. And this is the end of the end of the line for you. Now you're humming.